And we know that country roads can be a little bit hairy at the best of times, but what exactly is the latest when it does come to road user behaviour? To discuss this, we're joined by Grove Racing supercar driver David Reynolds. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. You, as a racing car driver, would see some very interesting road behaviour. How do you find that that compares to people on the road?
Well, I think as just a general driver on our road, I think we all experience some odd driving from time to time. But as a racing driver, we're all professionals out there, but you still see the odd idiot. But you just deal with it when it comes that way.
Now, obviously, on the racetrack, it's important to make sure that you're not only looking after your own safety, but also the safety of the other drivers. And I understand that there's a new road safety report that addresses that issue amongst regular drivers as well.
Yes, obviously, when we're racing on the track, we actually care about each other's safety because, you know, you want to be treated the same as your fellow competitors. So if they're safe, you're safe, and vice versa. It's not the same on our Australian roads. The Jack's Tyres and Autos study report shows that only 10% of us actually care about other drivers on the road, which means 90% of us don't care, which is crazy.
So when it does come to those drivers not caring, is that because they're sort of unfocused, they're worrying about other things, or is it generally just a case of, this is my car and I'm going to do what I need to do?
The study does show that there's a huge disconnect between the value of Australians they place on driver safety, so we actually think about we're safe and we want to be safe, but the actual we put into practice is abysmal. I think our attitudes need to change. There's statistics in here that show that 60% of us are forced to slam on the brakes at least once a week, which means 60% of us are avoiding accidents once a week, which is a crazy statistic. That means when you've got to slam on your brakes, it means you're not concentrating.
Speaking this morning with David Reynolds, Grove Racing supercar driver, about the latest Jack's Tyre study to reveal the safety behaviours of Australian drivers. Dave, I think we've all been in that situation where we've had to slam on the brakes before. Do you find that sort of action, whether you're driving as a civilian or whether you're on the track, that slamming on the brakes does lead to a reduced performance in your tyres?
Obviously, over time, you know, the more you use your tyre up, the more it decreases. One in five of us don't do regular checks on our car, which is crazy because you need to keep your car in and maintain a decent level of safety about it. You know, make sure your tyres aren't bald, make sure your tyres are at the right pressure. You know, modern cars make it pretty easy these days. You know, they all have tyre monitors so you can check them every time you get in the car, but some of the older cars don't, so you actually need to get out and check it. And if they're not up to the right pressure, it actually ends up costing you more money because they wear incorrectly and they wear a bit quicker. And they also don't perform as much. So, you know, when it comes to slamming on the brakes, the manoeuvres you need when you slam on the brakes, you can't brake as late as what you think.
And when it does come to that safety issue, as you say, when it comes to the tyre performance or the vehicle performance, a surprisingly low number of people, I think it's only about the 1% mark, if I got that right, think that the condition of the vehicle is actually the biggest threat to their safety sometimes.
Yeah, it's a crazy statistic. If you want to read the report, go to jackstyres.com.au to have a look at it. And there's a lot of alarming statistics in here. So, like, Australians, when we buy a car, the number one thing we care about is price, which is fair enough. The second most important part is safety. But once you leave that dealership, only one in five people do regular checks on their car. So there's a huge disconnect between the value of what we put on being safe and the actual actions we have on being safe. So, you know, I think as a nation, we need to have a good look at ourselves.
I would certainly recommend that as well. I think it's about time for me to get my tyres changed, as a matter of fact. So it's a very timely warning.
It's coming up to wet, a bit like it's winter, so, you know, there's going to be a lot of rain. It makes things much easier to drive when you've got grip.
That's exactly right. I have been in that position before myself, so definitely get your tyres checked. David Reynolds, Grove Racing supercar driver, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.